The Mittler Rebbe was, as we said many times, an extremely humble person. And because of this, the Alter Rebbe realized that his son would not express his claim to the Nesius. So we already said a few years before his Histalkus, he instructed a Pinchas Rezis to publicize at the appropriate time his desire to have his son take over. Now the Misnagdim were hoping to use the Hispilus, the Histalkus of the Alter Rebbe to weaken the connection, the Iskashrus, between Chassidim and the Rebbe. And they thought that since the craziness of the war, right, made the Mittler Rebbe, as well as many other Chassidim, very poor, homeless, they're going to be too busy trying to figure out other things to put their lives together, you know. So this is a perfect time to strike. And this was their reasoning, along with the fighting about who would be the Alter Rebbe's successor, right? The fighting between the arguing between Reb Aaron Strashela's followers and the Mittler Rebbe's followers. And they said, you know what? Everyone knows the Mittler Rebbe is such a softy. He's so his father was known as a tough guy, right? Like we were just talking about. But the Mittler Rebbe, anyone who ever saw him says, oh, he's a soft guy. He never yells or anything like that. He's not ready for a big fight. So they saw he didn't make a huge fight with Reb Aaron, with the Strasheller Chassidim. So he also wouldn't have the strength to fight against the Misnagdim. Because this would also, he was very weak. And he really was weak physically. And he would damage his health. Now with these ideas that they're thinking this is in their favor, they felt confident that they would succeed in breaking the connection between Chassidim and the Rebbe. So disguising themselves as Chassidim of the Alter Rebbe. Remember, in those days, Chassidim and Misnagdim dressed exactly the same. They all wore the same clothes, they all had beards, they all had everything. That's a different story, but not for now. So they basically went and they traveled to different Chassidish communities, and they hinted that they meaning tending to be the Alter Rebbe's Chassidim, and they said, "Oi, we no longer have a Rebbe. Because as great as the Aaron Strashela is, he wasn't the Rebbe. And the Rebbe's son is just not healthy, and he didn't have strength to continue his father's ways." And unintentionally, some of the Alter Rebbe's great Chassidim, they helped them in this plan. And they said, "Oh, we had a wonderful time, 40 years when the Alter Rebbe was Rebbe, and now it's all over." Around there. And this small group of Chassidim felt that no one, not Harav Dov Ber and not Reb Aaron Strashela, was worthy of truly replacing the Alter Rebbe. However, the Misnagdim were in for a very big shock. Because as mentioned, the Mittler Rebbe's entire life was dedicated to the learning and spreading of Chassidus. So he immediately recognized the truth that the Misnagdim were not against him personally, but they were trying to weaken the learning of Chassidus. And this bothered him so much that he knew it would affect him more than all the energy it would require to fight them. So he chose to deal with them head on. Like he's not going to try to go around things. He's going to go straight into the fight. And he made a gezeira. Ready for the gezeira of the Mittler Rebbe that he made for his Chassidim? No one, especially the younger Chassidim, right? Because younger people b'chlal have a harder time controlling themselves. They get much more worked up about things. Older people are much more like calmer, like, okay, calm down. You don't have to fight with him, right? But so especially the younger Chassidim, he said, are to debate or even have a conversation with the Misnagid about Chassidim or Chassidus. You're not allowed to talk to a Misnagid about these things, ever. Instead, what should you do? You should strengthen your learning of Chassidus. And those who disobey me and get into debates with the Misnagdim, you're not welcome in Lubavitch. Now, this is very strong words. Now, listening to his instruction, right, the Chassidim were able to avoid fighting because you could only fight if you have two people. But if a Mesnaga comes up to me and says, "Hey, your Rebbe said," I'm just going to walk away from him because I can't fight with him. The Rebbe said. So how far is the fight going to go? The fight's not going to last that long because it's the guy has no one to argue with. Now, but this created a new problem for some of the Hasidim. Those Hasidim who lived in small towns, and let's say there were only one or two non-Hasidish shuls, they realized that, listen, we're going to be in shul. Someone's going to make some kind of comment about the Hasidim, but since they wanted to remain connected to the Mittler Rebbe, they're not able to answer. So this would be very uncomfortable, right? They didn't want someone to, like, let's say someone makes fun of the Rebbe. That hurts me as a Hasid, right? Now the question is, are you going to answer back, which is what I want to do, or are you going to stay quiet, but it still hurts you? I don't want this. So what are we going to do? We're going to dive in with the minion without actually being with them in shul. We're going to stand outside and listen to Kedusha and Kriyas HaTorah, everything through the window. This way we don't have to stand next to the Misnagdim. And the Mittler Rebbe himself kept to this decree. Because of his involvement in community matters, so he had many conversations with Misnagdisha Rabbanim and stuff like that, and they worked together to solve common issues that they both had. However, the second any Rav said anything to him about Hasidim or Hasidis, he said, "I'm not talking about it, goodbye." And what happened was, the unexpectedly, the spirits of the Hasidim were strengthened from another source. That Yidin throughout Russia noticed how the government gave tremendous honor to the Mittler Rebbe. That the government instructed the local officials to help him in all ways possible. Now this was an expression of their thanks that the Alter Rebbe helped them win the Napoleonic War. They knew the Alter Rebbe sent his Hasidim to spy, and the Alter Rebbe was no longer alive, so they're going to respect the son instead. In addition, when the government began, like, lowering some of the gezeiros against the Yidden, many Yidden realized that, why did this happen? In honor and because of the Mittler Rebbe. And as a result, many more Yidden became his Hasidim. Because they said, this is the guy who's saving us right now. The following year, we're going to talk a lot about this later, but when the Tsar granted huge pieces of land, we're talking about hundreds of miles in Ukraine for Yidden to settle, even more Yidden became the Mittler Rebbe's Hasidim. So not only did the number of Hasidim not get lower under the Nesias of the Mittler Rebbe, he had more Hasidim than his father. However, since the Mittler Rebbe's main objective was to spread the teachings of Hasidus, it's not enough to just stop the arguments about Hasidus. The only thing that would accomplish is that, okay, at least we're not going down, but he wants to go up. So what he wanted was for Hasidim to grow and sink themselves into the study of Hasidus. So he made the following rule, which we'll tell you tomorrow what the rule was.